USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein this week denied a New York Times report he recommended removing President Trump from office. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley tells ABC's This Week, as a cabinet member, she's never heard such a conversation, also questioning claims in Bob Woodward's book, Fear, of fractious relationships between Trump and his national security team.
I don't see it. I'm telling you that, and the other thing is, when you've got people that won't go on the record and say it, you have to question whether it's true.
Haley says she's at the White House at least every other week. On Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is holding strong in their negotiations with North Korea.
What we've made clear is the economic sanctions, the driving force to achieve the outcome we're looking for, will not be released. The U.N. Security Council will not reduce those sanctions until such time as we've achieved that final denuclearization.
Pompeo tells Fox News he's working on a second summit. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.